Talk 580 WTCM. For the first time this season, I woke up to cloudy skies and it was kind of damp. And I put on my red and black checkered jacket and I thought, yes, fall is here. However, we are going to be seeing highs in the 60s again today, but you know what? I'll take it. It still feels like fall. You can grab your pumpkin spice latte and you can put on your galoshes. That's what it's all about. And you can start figuring out where you want to go. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. It is the Crystal Frost Show, and starting things out as we do every Wednesday, we talk about travel. We take you to where you want to go. And in for Ms. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority is the one and only Tammy Sifonia. Hi, Tammy.
Good morning, Crystal.
So, Tammy, we all know you as sort of the Disney diva, if you will. You know all the things about Disney World. You are an actual certified Disney World expert. You've been multiple times. I mean, have you lost count?
Well, yeah, but it's over 80, but that's crazy. But whatever.
No, this is good. It's the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, I'm going in 2 weeks, so, you know, I got to keep going back.
Yes, because the theme parks and the attractions and the trends, it all changes. And at the Travel Authority, they have someone, you, who is there that if you say, you know what, I want a Disney experience, you know all about it, from Disney cruises to Disney World, Disneyland, you can get people there.
Yes, definitely.
That's awesome.
Definitely. And with the 50th anniversary coming up in 2021, I know that sounds like a long ways off, but
2021,
but that's only 4 years away. You know, I talk about my niece a lot, and that's when she graduates. Yeah. Is that crazy? But you know.
I just, when you hear like years like 2021, I'm like, whatever, spaceman. That's
not
exactly.
Real. Yeah. Yeah, when we were kids going, man, that was a long ways away.
The year 2000, man.
But they have what's called, they have a convention. I believe it's every two years. It's called the D23 convention. And they had that out in California this last summer. And they announced some big, big announcements that are coming to both Disney World and Disneyland. Majority will be Disney World in time for the 50th anniversary,
wow.
In 2021. Of course, everybody probably already knows about Star Wars Land, the Galaxy Edge. Star Wars, the Galaxy Edge is going to be built in both Disney World and Disneyland.
Okay.
They're going to open at the same time in 2021 or 2019. They're going to actually open. I'm sorry. In 2019, they're going to be opening Star Wars.
Now, this is, I mean, obviously, they own the rights of Star Wars.
Correct.
They purchased everything from Lucas Entertainment, so they can have Star Wars Land. It's
they
not going to be like, you know, Star Conflict Land, you know, a knockoff.
Nope. They own it. You can see it being built in Hollywood Studios. You can see it being built over in Disneyland in California. And it's going to be just explosive when it happens. It's just going to be amazing.
I think that's going to be booked for years.
Exactly.
You know, so what if people are listening right now and they're going, I have to get there. I have to be there. Is there a way to plan something now for that opening?
No.
Okay.
No. Disney doesn't usually come out with their dates until like the August before the next year.
Okay.
So right now we can book all of 2018. We cannot book into 2019 yet. And that probably won't happen until July.
Okay.
So they get a little behind on that. It really gets, you know, hard at times because people want to plan a year in advance.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't plan Disney a year in advance. We have to just wait till those prices and everything come out.
So, but for you, though, if somebody's listening right now, and I know quite a few Star Wars fanatics who are going to be, I need to be there. That would be me. You know?
I bought my tickets yesterday for the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and we, you know, I'm definitely somebody who's a Star Wars fan. I know, actually, Bo Warren from TCT.
Yep.
This is a guy that's going to go, hey, wait, when?
Yeah.
What's happening? All right. Sorry, kids. This is what we're doing for, you know, whenever.
Exactly.
But can he call you? Can these sorts of folks call
you
and say, Tammy, get me on, you know, send me an email as soon as you know?
Yes, yes. And I do that, especially like when we get to the end of this year and people start thinking about 2019, and I know those dates don't come out until June, July. They came out earlier this year. I think they came out at the end of June. I start a list. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And that's the way to do it, though, because then you have some pull, because you're the Disney aficionado and you can say, all right, my people get in first.
Right. Right. They, I know when the dates open because we are a Disney earmarked agency, which is a higher agency. We get advance notices, so we start. Now, you have to remember, there's over 25 resorts mm-hmm. at Disney World, and they're building more. They're actually building a new one as part of this new announcement that was really in the original plans of Walt Disney when he first started about talking about building the resorts that were going to be the original resorts. This Riviera Resort was one of his visions. And Disney is actually going forward and building the Disney Riviera Resort. It is going to be one of their DVC properties, which is their timeshare. Timeshare is the best way to describe it. That's not what they call it. They call it the Disney Vacation Club.
Right.
And this is going to be the Riviera Resort. So that would be pretty cool that one of Walt's original ideas is coming into this.
What makes it, I mean, what's special about it?
I think it's going to be more like, it's not really going to be like one of these big sprawling resorts. It's going to be more condensed in there. So I think it's probably going to have like an Italian theme to it. And just, I think it's just going to be a nice addition to it.
Picturing like a river and, you know.
Gondolas.
Total, I mean, Disney does it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know?
And the rumors are, and I think these are true rumors, is they're going to be building a Star Wars hotel, too.
Well, I guess I'm moving there, too.
Yeah, and I guess you dress up. I don't know. It's going to be crazy.
Am I even hearing this?
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Listen, Padawan learner, this is how life is now.
I hope my husband is not listening to this because I know that he's taking notes going like, okay, well, I might be an older, maturer man, but.
You mean, Colleen, I might finally get you to Disney?
Finally, I've been to Disney a bunch. I've just never seen Star Wars.
No.
She's never seen
Star Wars, and yet she's going to go on a Star Wars vacation, and you're going to have to wear the Princess Leia buns.
There you go.
Just two cinnamon rolls.
Well, talking about seeing a movie before you go, this last summer, I was at Disney, of course, and went to Animal Kingdom and Pandora Land. I've got to tell you, I had never seen the movie. You know, this has been in talks for years, having this land be built. I finally watched the movie, and I liked it. I thought it was really good. And when you walk in Animal Kingdom now in that new Pandora Land, it is amazing. Mm. It is amazing. They built two new rides into it. One is like being on It's a Small World, going through the land of Avatar,
slow,
the Pandora. LEDs. You know, so it's pretty cool. But the Banshee ride, where you're actually, it's almost like a device, look like you're sitting on a motorcycle. And then it's like soaring, where there's the 3D screen in front of you and you're flying like a Banshee. And it was spectacular.
So did you ever dream? I mean, I'm sure that you loved all things Disney as a little girl. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Disney and Star Wars and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever even imagine that there could be a job for you like this, where you go to Disney all the time and you are always up on everything that happens?
I knew that back in high school that I wanted to be in travel. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to be in travel because at that point, there wasn't anything. I went to college. That wasn't going to help me until I went and talked to a travel agency. How do I do this? And at that point, this was in the early 80s, there were actually travel schools you went to. So I went to travel school in Kissimmee. Mm-hmm. So I was right near Disney World when I went to travel school.
So did you already have your interest in Disney when you went to Kissimmee?
I did. My grandfather took us in 1971. 1973 we went. It opened in 71. He took us for the first time, and the whole family was hooked.
And the rest is history.
Exactly. 80 times later. Yeah.
I have to ask, though, because when you go to the happiest place on earth, and then you have to go on like a regular vacation, are you always just like, wah, wah, it's not Disney?
Well, I have a problem with that, yes, because I like to keep moving. I'm not a, you know, lay by the pool, lay by the beach. I did go to Mexico this year, girls. I did go to an all-inclusive, and
I have not done that.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I am going to go back. I did love it.
Yeah.
I can't do that, like, for a full week. It's like 5 days is kind of my max on that.
Yeah.
But I did love it. I did love being by the pool all day and just going for walks along the beach. And it was enjoyable.
Did they at least have a water slide so you could pretend like it's a roller coaster?
No,
or the movies,
no,
the movie theater or something?
Splash Mountain on the way down.
Like, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
But let me tell you about some other big things
do.
That are happening, because they announced these 12 things that are just mind-blowing. Epcot is going to get a new ride in the French Pavilion. It's going to be based on the Ratatouille movie.
Oh, with the
pasta cooking. Yeah, the
rat.
So that's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy is huge. They actually shut down one of the pavilions in Epcot. It was the dinosaur pavilions, the World of Energy, and that is going to become the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're actually going to have a restaurant attached to that, too. That's going to be like you're on the moon or something that you're going to be able to dine at.
Nice.
This is all going to be, you know, the new Tron, which Tron is a ride that's in Shanghai Disney. And my friends just got back from Shanghai and went on this ride and said it was just fabulous. That is coming to the Magic Kingdom. I'm very excited about that. That is like a ride. You're sitting, again, on one of those motorcycles, but this one actually moves like a roller coaster. Mm. Like you're going through the movie Tron.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be huge coming into the Magic Kingdom. They're also going to build in Disneyland in California Adventure. They have a Broadway show building. They actually put Aladdin on in California, and it's just like being at a Broadway show. It's fabulous. It's over an hour long. It's a stage production. They do it like four times a day. They are building one of those in Disney World. In Magic Kingdom, I don't understand where they're putting it at, because there's just not a lot of room left in Magic Kingdom, but they're going to put it in there. So that's going to be great to have that another show in Magic Kingdom to do that. And they also have now, which is pretty cool, and I'm going to try this in a couple weeks, girls. They have an Uber-style Disney minivans.
Yes.
So you can, it's $20, and you can go from anywhere on the property. So a lot of people, like, if they want to go from one resort to the other resort, it's not easy on Disney transportation. You always have to go from your resort to a theme park and then transfer to another resort.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you stay at Pop Century and you want to go to Disney Springs at night instead of waiting for the bus, you can get these vans now, and they're red with white polka dots.
So they're Minnie Mouse fans.
Minnie Mouse fans. So cool. I can't wait to try this. And also, do you remember the Sky Ride at Magic Kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Cedar Point has the Sky Buckets.
Yep.
Well, that's been gone for many, many years. They are actually building one of those again. It's going to be a transportation to get you from Epcot to Hollywood Studios to the Caribbean Beach and to Pop Century. It's going to be great.
That sounds fantastic.
Another way of transportation, instead of using the buses, you're going to have that to go with. And Toy Story Land opens next summer.
How fun.
The cars have shown up with Slinky the dog. That is what you'll ride in, as a Slinky dog on the roller coaster. They are there. They've been put on the tracks. And Toy Story Land next summer is going to be fabulous.
Oh, that sounds great.
Hollywood Studios is under such major construction right now with Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land. And having that land be completed and done and be able to go back to Hollywood Studios again is going to be fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. A lot of deals going on right now. We've got a lot of deals for next year already, going through the end of March. 25% to 30% off some rooms. They even have a special Magic Bands is what you wear when you're at Disney, that gets your tickets, your door, everything. They even have a special one right now if you get onto the Disney site and order for next year, or not the Disney site. You want to
go on with
Tammy. I will get on the Disney
yes.
site and get these special bands that they have got going. So there's a lot of things going on.
Yes. That's one thing that before we get into some of the other things that are happening at Disney, I want to ask, a lot of people are probably wondering, what does the park look like after Irma at this point?
It's fine. They got wind damage. They have some trees down at some resorts. Very, very minimal. Disney did close down for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
They do that as a precaution. They don't want their guests out there in the middle of it. So, and they what they do is they bring in sack lunches and stuff so that there's food all there. They don't want their people to leave the property, so they have extra food choices. And so you're not, you know, spending a lot. They haven't.
Right.
So I've been down there before when it shut down, and they do very well with it.
Okay.
Very well.
The other thing that they did, and I wanted to mention this, that they actually gave $2.5 million right away to the Hurricane Irma relief effort. I mean, without blinking an eye, boom, $2.5 million. And I think that's part of what has helped, at least with the Keys. You mentioned that in that area, the Keys are open.
The Keys are open. The cruise ships are going back to Key West. Key West didn't get a lot of the damage like Marathon and Key Largo did. The bridges did not collapse. One hurricane years ago, the bridges collapsed. You couldn't drive down there. The bridges are fine. Cruisers are back in. I heard they're going to be opening it back up to tourists to drive all the way down in the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So they're coming back. San Juan, of course, is another problem.
Yeah.
We've got cruise ships that are rerouting. And St. Martin also, St. Thomas.
Terrible.
So we're still waiting to, we get updates daily on cruise ships on how they're rerouting them. They're not canceling them. They're just either going to days at sea or going to different islands.
When you say they didn't want their people to leave, I mean, you're not just talking about guests. You're talking about their staff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Their staff, too. Yeah. They don't want, they've got to have their staff there to help with the guests there. So they'll keep their staffing there if they live too far away to help with the people that are staying.
Right.
They have different activities going on in the lobby. They'll have more kids events going on, games going on, more movies going on. So it's okay. It's disappointing you wanted to go into the park, you know, and that's what you came there. And it's really disappointing if you're 4 days and 2 days. But, you know, that's what travel insurance is for,
That's exactly what travel insurance is for. And let's talk a little bit about that, too.
Yeah.
If you are listening to something and you're listening to, if you were listening just a few moments ago, we talked about the Star Wars The Galaxy Edge that's going to be actually opening in 2019.
Right.
There's going to be a Star Wars hotel, most likely. So if you're listening out there and you love Star Wars, you have to get in touch with Tammy Sifone. She will put you on the list of people that she will, well, when the Force has been
opened up.
Exactly. She will say the Force is strong with you. And the other deals, too, if you, you know, this is one of those things, if you have kids, it's a must do. Multi-generational travel is something that Disney does probably the best out of really all of the other resorts in the world. They have something for everyone.
Something for everybody. That's what's nice. You have that multi-generation, grandma and grandpa, mom and dad and the kids. And it's great because if grandma and grandpa want to stay there with the kids and mom and dad want to go out for an evening, that works. You know, there's great places. It's not just go with your kids. We have, of course, we book a lot of honeymooners, a lot of, you know, Disney, you know, addicts like me, you know, you just want to just go back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, absolutely. So, well, it's always great to talk to you. And if people want to get on that list, they want to talk to you, how do they get in touch with you easiest?
Oh, that's the easiest way is, of course, 231-947-0880. And just ask for Tammy.
Ask for Tammy, the Disney diva.
That's right.
You got to make sure to do that. Thank you so much for being
with us, Crystal,
today. Tammy Sifone, we love talking Disney with her. As she said before, they're back open. They only closed for 2 days after Irma. Minimal damage in that area. However, Disney did donate $2.5 million to hurricane relief. And the Keys are back open. Lots of stuff. Make your plans for the 50th anniversary for Disney World as well. 2021 is not a real year. It's just, it can't be real. 947-0880 to get in touch with Tammy. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Thank you, Crystal. Bodies in the-